Okay, so those of you who follow what I have to say will remember that I spoke about the police officers, the police officer actually, who is languishing in a Jamaican jail because the government refuses or refused to pay the outstanding legal fees owed to the officer's attorneys. Well, last Wednesday, High Court Judge Glenn Brown urged the government to pay the attorneys and threatened to dismiss the case if the matter was not resolved. The case involved Corporal Adams, who was in custody facing 3 counts of murder and is being represented by Queen's Counsel Valerie Nita Roberts. The sum is outstanding, but the charges facing these police officers is also outstanding. They're outstanding charges. They're very significant charges. The sum of $107 million is a lot of money, but it's money that goes towards defending these officers. And this is a commitment that was made by the government that it would help, or it would defray the costs of the legal costs of officers who are charged under the Indicom Act whenever they're so charged. And so the Justice Minister suggested that somehow it was Delroy Chuck suggested that somehow it was a kind of a favor the government was doing the police officers. For whatever reason, it's a whole different kettle of fish as to why the police are treated that way. The Attorney General insisted that the sum was preposterous and outrageous. Of course, being a part of the legislature, if the Attorney General thought that Justice Minister, was thinking, then that would have been something that they would have put into whatever, I don't know if it's a law, but they would have put that in, take that into consideration when they're making the pledge to police officers, surely. I don't think anyone expect that the amount of money spent each year would be an open-ended commitment, particularly in a country like Jamaica, in which there's so much inclination to abuse the law without consequence, or abuse privileges without consequence. Now, I don't know whether or not these are there are any excesses in there, but yesterday the Attorney General Marlene Malahoe Fort found herself in front of Judge Brown, according to media reports, and she indicated to the judge that the Justice Minister, the esteemed Mr. Chuck, met with the attorneys for the police officers involved in the case dubbed the Death Squad cops. We spoke about how just the connotation attached to that trial, that negative connotation, it is injurious and very, very damaging to the officer's ability to get a fair trial. But that's another thing. That's probably something that they're going to have to live with, hopefully, if they're not guilty. There will be some redress somewhere. We don't know. Now, Malahoe Fort told the judge that the Justice Minister met with the attorneys and that the matter is, the concerns no longer exist. That was the exact characterization she gave to the court. And so this case is now slated to continue. Now, interestingly, last time I spoke on this issue, I spoke about the fact that this officer, Corporal Adams, is still locked up. And yes, he's on charged with three counts of murder. But as you know, I consistently speak out on the question of bail. But since the Bail Act is not being approached the way it should be approached, and I don't know, I gotta be honest, I don't know if there are any special circumstances that attach to this case which would preclude Corporal Adams from being granted bail. I don't know. So that aside, since ordinary criminals are being granted bail after being charged with murder up to six times, after being released and killed, they go back and kill, they're still granted bail. Then I don't see why a police officer who was carrying out what he thought, I would imagine, was a lawful execution of his duties should be precluded from bail. Insofar as bail is concerned, the same arguments apply to police officers that apply to every other Jamaican. The presumption of innocence applies. And if there are any extenuating circumstances in this officer's past or is relevant to the case, why he should not be granted bail, then we should know about those. I don't know what they are because I haven't heard any arguments as to why he hasn't been given bail. In fact, his lawyer, Nita Robertson, is now scheduled to make a bail application on the 14th of June. His first trial is scheduled to begin on July the 2nd. Now, I don't know, understand why it would take so long for him to be, for her counsel even to get an opportunity to make a bail application since he's been in jail well over 4 years. Now, I'm just asking the question here because this is very important. And this is the argument that the people who make these very same arguments that I'm making for criminals taken off the street who are accused of serious crimes. Now, what happens if this police officer is found not guilty? Well over 4 years of his life is already gone, locked up. What happens? Who gives him back those 4 years? It's already over 4 years, so arguably it's going to be well over 4 years, probably 5 years, if he ever sees the light of day. Just a question for us to mull over. And in this age where we're now hearing about special immunities given to soldiers, which we will expand on in another conversation with you, it's very important that we ensure that the laws are applied fairly when they apply, and that there aren't certain people who are left outside the protections of the law, even when we ask them to make such sacrifices on our behalf. We'll talk some more.